This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If you've ever been in Tawaf, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us an accepted Hajj and an accepted Umrah. Allahumma ameen. You know that you've got your dua list, and you know that as you get to that last portion of every Tawaf, you have this dua that you are to say. And subhanAllah, it especially hits you in the last round of Tawaf because you start thinking, wait, I might have forgotten this. I might have forgotten that. I don't know if I really got to push myself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this beautiful, comprehensive dua between al-Rukn al-Yamani, between the Yemeni corner, and between al-Hajr al-Aswad, between the black stone. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And when you say it, you feel this incredible peace of mind. So what is it about this dua and about this approach to dua that makes it so special? Just like how on the day of Arafah, while the main prize is being protected and freed from the fire, but you don't stop there. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that we're asking a Lord who is generous, and so don't stop at one point of your journey or at one part of your existence. Instead, cover it all comprehensively because you are calling upon a Lord who can forgive you and who can grant you everything that you want wherever you are. And so we find that when the du'as of the Prophet ﷺ are taught in the most comprehensive way, they include this life and the next. And the first category of this is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety in this life and the next. And there's a beautiful story where Al-Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he summons the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nephew, and he asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a dua that he can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that will basically cover everything. And you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his nephew, and so he's got special access, right? And he's thinking like the Prophet ﷺ is going to give him this magical dua, the wording of which he's never heard, and it's going to put him in a certain standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe other Muslims don't have access to, right? The special dua that the Prophet ﷺ is going to teach him. So the Prophet ﷺ said, O Al-Abbas, salillah al-afiyah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety. So Al-Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after a few days, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the same question, almost to say like, that's not enough, give me something more. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once again said, سَلِلَّهِ الْعَافِيَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety in this life and the next. If Allah grants you safety in this life and the next, then you are protected. That's all that you need. And no one is granted safety in the next life, except that that necessitates that they are from the people of Jannah as well. So, O uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by extension, O ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask Allah for safety in this life and the next. And there are so many different stories of where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching different members of the ummah that this dua, that this approach to dua, is really that comprehensive. It really does cover all of your bases. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that there was a man who made a dua in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O Allah, you have not given me enough money to where I can give sadaqah, so give me anxiety, give me trials and tribulations so that I can earn the reward of those trials and tribulations. Now keep in mind here, by the way, this is a flawed approach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, period, right? The dua represents something about how you view your Lord. Like, I don't have money to give, so test me. Like, take something from me. And that's as if to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't give you without putting you through severe trial and tribulation. That's not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to approach Him. And in one narration, this is a man who's so sick that Anas radiallahu anhu says that when we went to visit him, he looked like a bird whose feathers had been plucked. Like, he's about to die. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approaches him, he says to him, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for health. And the young man responds, and he says, اللهم ما أنت معذبي به في الآخرة فعجله في الدنيا. O Allah, whatever you intend to punish me with in the hereafter, hasten it for me in this life. And the Prophet ﷺ says, Subhanallah, لا تستطيعه أو لا تطيقه. You wouldn't be able to handle it. What kind of a dua is that? That what you intend to punish me with in the hereafter, punish me with it here. And it might be well-intentioned, but it's a flawed approach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, instead say, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. O Allah, give us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and protect us from the fire. And Anas radiallahu anhu says, on top of that, the Prophet ﷺ made dua for his health and the man's health was restored. And he learned this dua from the Prophet ﷺ that didn't just give him a new dua, but gave him a proper approach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a whole. Tariq ibn Ashyam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we used to go and visit the Prophet ﷺ, and on one occasion, a man and a woman came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, what should we say when we pray? And the Prophet ﷺ said, say, Allahumma ighfirli warhamni wahdini warzuqni. O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, and provide for me. Very simple. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when they went to visit that man, as he is now an old man, and a group comes from Iraq, they come to see Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they ask Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu for a dua, and Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaches them, Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. O Allah, forgive us and have mercy on us and give us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and protect us from the punishment of the fire. The narration says that this group of people from Iraq, like they're meeting Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, they asked him for more. Like, that's a great dua, but that's something that any average Muslim can learn. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, listen, if you get this, then it would cover everything that you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So it's not always about the increase of words. It's about knowing the one that you're calling upon and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of those things to be combined for you. And that's why Allah azza wa jal gives us this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, give us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and protect us from the fire. Dear brothers and sisters, I just want you to keep in mind that there's a proportionality in this dua that also speaks to our concern. SubhanAllah, if you took this dua, 2/3 of the dua are in regards to the hereafter, and 1/3 of it is in regards to this dunya. And the way that you make dua, the concern that you have in dua, actually says a lot about your priorities. So if you think about the amount of dua that you make for your dunya, for this life, versus the amount of dua that you make for the hereafter, what does that equation look like for you? And if you find that it's skewed, then don't stop making dua. Instead, increase the dua that you make for the hereafter and try to do the things that connect you to the hereafter more. And just as we've said that you cannot properly understand divine decree if you don't know the destination of Jannah that you want to go to, likewise, you cannot understand the mercy of your Lord if you don't have in your heart a longing for Him and an understanding of why He put you here in the first place. When you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these sincere, short du'as that might seem insufficient in terms of words, realize that you could literally change your entire world, your entire hereafter, and the world and hereafter of someone else, so long as you are sincere and so long as you know the one that you are calling upon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the best of this life and the best of the hereafter and protect us from the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in al-Firdaus al-A'la so that we can celebrate the true Eid together. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني واهدني وارزقني